You're listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
What's going on, everyone? Joe and Mike back from buildassetsonline.com. It's part three of how to make an extra $10,000 per day with SEO on your Shopify store, ideally your dropshipping store. If you haven't watched part one and part two, be sure to check out the links and playlists in the description because that's going to be important for context. So this part is going to be a very short one. It's about site structure. But if you are implementing all the things we talked about in part one and part two, I referred to that in part one and part two of the bread and butter of your SEO strategy. But this part is going to be like the plate. And like, if you don't have a plate and you're trying to eat something, everything's just, you're going to make a mess everywhere. And everyone, you know, Google's going to be like, what the hell are you doing? Basically. All right. And so
you ever eat toast without a plate, Joe?
Yes, on a paper towel.
That's a little bit different, but whatever. Let's move on.
This is a quote that I made up. Think of your site as a library. Let the Googlebot understand how the books are organized. Hashtag Dewey Decimal System. So you know what the Dewey Decimal System is, Mike?
Of course.
So many of you may remember the Dewey Decimal.
Yeah, I'd say I'm above that age where, you know, I've been in a physical library.
Yeah.
These kids nowadays, I don't know what they do. They go on TikTok.
Yeah. Pick up a goddamn book. Anyway, so think of your site as a library. Let the Googlebot understand how the books are organized. Now, if you're just listening, you won't be able to see this graphic. This will be one of the few times where if you are listening on a podcast, I recommend just going to check out the YouTube video because it's going to be a better explanation. So looking at the graphic, we see that your site obviously has a homepage and it has sites. Let's just talk about the gray circles here, which are pages on your site. And so you basically want to organize how the internal links of your site based on the different keyword themes or categories of your site. So you have a homepage and say you have a section for ride mowers and you have a section for push mowers. Now, as a matter of fact, so I don't care if it's content or if you have products that have ride mower in the title, you want to make sure that if you have a ride mower section, it can link to anything with ride mower in the title. It can link to any ride mower content. So for example, say you have a product, Honda 2300 ride mower, and then you have a piece of content, best ride mower for 2021. So when the Google bot crawls your site, you just want to make sure that it can go from your homepage to a hub page about ride mowers, and then it can hit different products and different blog posts and pages about ride mowers. So everything has to be tightly organized based on the keyword theme. Same thing with push mowers. So you have a section about push mowers, you have a bunch of articles, a bunch of products. You don't necessarily have to link to everything everywhere at one time. You may just want to organize it by level of importance. So, but yeah, basically organize everything by keywords. And this can be overwhelming to do actually, because, you know, what happens is you probably have a lot of products and you could end up having a lot of content. Maybe it's not organized yet, but
what if you have some cross contamination, Joe? If you have an article on ride mowers versus push mowers,
put it in both.
Okay.
Put it in both because it's relevant to both.
Okay. So basically, is this what they call a silo?
Yeah. So this is called traditionally it's called a silo. People use different words for different things, but you just don't want a bunch of stuff scattered everywhere on your website. Mm-hmm. You want so when the Googlebot hits your website, and so basically the way the Googlebot works is that it'll crawl your website and it'll add everything on your website to its index. And when you do a Google search, Google doesn't actually return to you like live. It returns to you results based on the data in its computer system. So Google will crawl your web pages, understand what they're about, and then create like a library in its own on its own servers, and then it knows you know, what to give on the search results. So it's kind of not doing it live in a way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I mean, that's what they, when they say indexing, because it can't always have a live feed of every website at every given moment. That's just like a lot of computing power. So the bot kind of comes in, and then it goes from, it crawls it through links, right? So it goes onto the homepage, and then it reads the homepage. And so it's analyzing, you know, what this is about, but then also whatever the homepage is linking to, whether it's out or in, meaning whether it's an internal link to the, your ride mower collection, or if it's a link out to, I don't know, Amazon, it's going to go to whatever those pages are. And that's how, that's the method in which it crawls. So, you know, people say, oh, why am I not ranking for stuff or this and this and that? Part of the issue sometimes is your internal linking, because the path for Google to even crawl onto a particular website, sometimes the people have no internal linking. And so Google can't even find your page. And so it can't get indexed. And so am I on the right path here, Joe?
Yeah, and that's actually a very good point, Mike. So if you created an article that's best ride mowers for 2021 and you published it on a Shopify page, but you didn't link that page anywhere, Google's not going to find that page. It might find it if you have your sitemap indexed to Webmaster Console, but still, if you don't have it linked anywhere from where Google can find it within two clicks, it's going to consider that page at the very minimum very low importance, and it's very unlikely that it's going to rank it. So yes, that's a big factor. And so, but not only do you want to make sure that you can find the pages, that Google can find the pages, but you want to make sure that it is organized so that Google creates basically a clean understanding of what your site is about. And I don't want to understate the fact that like Google, like if you have 100 pieces of content on ride mowers, but there's another site and it has one piece of content, even if that other site has tons and tons of backlinks pointing to it and is a way higher, like authoritative website. So for example, Wayfair, I don't know if Wayfair sells lawnmowers or Amazon. If you have 100 pieces of really good content about lawnmowers, you can outrank Amazon very easily because Google knows your site is only about lawnmowers, or at the very least, you have such a good lawnmower section of your website that is superior to Amazon's that you can outrank big sites like Amazon.
Yeah, and I would say maybe this warrants a separate video on link juice, Joe, because, you know, when we talked about the bread and butter and the plate, link juice would be the tea.
That's right, Mike. The T.
And so, I mean, if you look at this illustration, it kind of gives a general idea of how link juice works, because we, you know, in previous videos, we talked about like domain authority or domain rating and stuff like that. Like each website has its own level of authority. And when they link to you, they're kind of passing you a little bit of that authority. And that's kind of what's referred to as like link juice. And so if someone's linking to your homepage, the juice is going to the homepage, and then it kind of has to trickle down through your internal linking in, through your site structure. So that's kind of what you're getting at when you say if you have like a one page site, well, all of your links, all of that juice is just going directly into that one page.
Yeah,
and so it's getting jacked up. Whereas Wayfair, it has to distribute its juice all through its huge catalog of pages. So that lawnmower page may just be getting, you know, a little droplet of the juice at the end of the feed there.
Yeah. And you can kind of see this effect on this graphic here. You can see, you know, you have a linking site pointing to a page about ride mowers, which is pointing to other pages about ride mowers. And so that's really how, you know, you have other linking sites linking to specific pages. That's how you concentrate your link juice on certain things that you really want to rank for. But another part of that of this whole equation, which we're not going to get into in today's video, it's going to be a special live stream, is what's called SEO entities. And that's what I was talking to you about before, about how you have to create your site to be not I'm going to say a topical authority on the subject of lawnmowers in this case. So there's a lot of queries about
law. Not a topical authority?
No, no. You have to be a topical authority.
Okay.
So in this case, there's a lot of queries about lawnmowers. Mm. And there's tons and tons of things you can say, right, about lawnmowers and tons of lawnmower products. And so in addition to the link juice aspect of it, the page ranked aspect of it, your page rank is going to go a lot further if your content is like covering a lot of different things that anyone could want to know about lawnmowers. Because then Google sees, like, it wants to send someone who's searching about lawnmowers to your site, because your site is going to be the ultimate resource, and the user is going to be very satisfied.
The emperors will be pleased. They'll look at you with good favor.
Yeah. All right. So that's about it for this, guys. Be sure to check out the other videos in this series for context. Link in the description. And buildassetsonline.com/playbook. Check out our web class. See what we do. And yeah.
How we do what we do.
Any last words, Mike?
No, I'd say my one last piece of advice is to take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode. We'll be right back.